and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country...
Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin. You horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college.
One joke at a time. This is Kristen Bryan, As Goes Wisconsin.
Learn new instruments. Start skateboarding.
Welcome back.
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is.
Kristen is off today.
With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle.
Kristen had some pretty exciting stuff happen today, too. She had her content on Instagram, on the Ask Goes Wisconsin Instagram, shared by one Julia Louis Dreyfus. That is pretty exciting.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey,
she had a great video about the upcoming
Wisconsin
Supreme
Court race. Chatting with Avo today.
So I would encourage everybody to check that out if you're missing Kristen today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
And again, if you're unfamiliar with me and my work, my name is Dan Schaefer. I'm the founder of the Recombobulation Area, a weekly opinion column and online publication covering news and politics in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. And I'm very excited to introduce our next guest, Justin Borland, who is a Washington, D.C.-based senior correspondent at Time Magazine covering climate change and the intersection of policy, politics, and society. He will be giving the keynote speech tomorrow at a clean energy event at Discovery World in Milwaukee, organized by WisPolitics and WisBusiness, which will focus on how federal funding will drive changes in how we heat and cool our homes, how we commute, and how we compete in a worldwide energy market. So, Justin, thank you so much for joining us here on As Goes Wisconsin.
You should apply right now.
Thanks for having me.
Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the careers tab.
That'd be pretty exciting. Lots, you know, that would certainly give us a bigger audience to talk about these issues. So, yeah, I'm interested. I'm very interested. Glad you are joining our show here today.
Go to our website, civicmedia.us.
And interested to learn more about what you have to say about the Inflation Reduction Act and in this speech tomorrow at the WisPolitics event. So what are some of the big picture things that you're planning to discuss?
Yeah, I would say one sort of high level framing when I think about the Inflation Reduction Act and I think about climate change and climate policy more broadly is, you know, the immense challenges and also the immense opportunities, right? So this is a huge deal. It's a lot of money, just $369 billion, just sort of one joke at a time. Conservatively from the federal government. There's billions and billions more if you start to dig into how some of these line items actually play out. And that money is going to get pumped across the economy, creating opportunities for new jobs, creating opportunities, as you alluded to, for people to retrofit their homes, to do energy efficiency.
We've made it through 2 hours of the show.
You know, it's going to change the way that the U.S. plays on the global stage, right?
And that's important. Geopolitics
and sort of you know, these lofty and, things about Chris, how we Kristen trained had some and pretty, some what, pretty exciting stuff happening today too.
She had her content also on Instagram about, on the Ask Goes Wisconsin Instagram, shared by one Julia Louis Dreyfus. That is pretty exciting.
She had some great. She had a great video
about the upcoming Wisconsin Supreme Court race. So I would encourage everybody to check that out if you're missing Kristen today on your airwaves.
So I'm going
to
talk about,
and again, if you're unfamiliar with me and my work, my name is Dan Schaefer. I am the founder of the Recombobulation Area, a weekly opinion column and online publication covering news and politics in Milwaukee.
Yeah, so I mean, this obviously a huge piece of legislation that was Justin passed Warland, by Democratic majorities in Congress last year, signed by President correspondent Biden.
At Time Magazine, you know, it's going to be one of his signature pieces and the intersection of legislation of policy, passed.
Politics and kind society.
Of, you know, it was the pieces of the Build Back Better deal, tomorrow, the massive Build Back Better deal.
A clean energy event.
Much of it
Discovery
did not
World
make it into the Inflation Reduction Act,
but much of it did.
And WISP Business.
And so I think it's really important federal funding will drive to take a closer look
heat and cool our
at
homes,
these issues,
how we commute,
because,
and how we
commute,
the name Inflation Reduction Act
in a worldwide
energy market. So,
Justin, not really what this bill
thank
is.
You so much for joining
mostly
us here
about,
on As Goes Wisconsin.
And you're talking about a lot of the climate and clean energy components of this.
So
how does, let's bring that home a little bit. How is that going
to
impact us
pretty exciting
here in the state of Wisconsin?
You know, that would certainly give us a bigger audience
to
talk about these issues. So, yeah, I'm interested. I'm very glad you are joining our show here today.
And all of those are sort of changing.
Interested to learn more about what you have to say about the Inflation Reduction Act and this in this speech tomorrow at the WisPolitics event. So what are some of the big picture things that you are planning to discuss?
You know, in the Midwest.
Yeah, I would say
just a few weeks ago,
one sort of high level framing when I think about the Inflation Reduction Act and thinking about climate change and climate policy more broadly, you know, the immense challenges and also the immense opportunities.
There's opportunities, you know, for the transit sector to sort of bring
a huge deal.
Jobs
it's a lot
lost,
of money,
just $369 billion
to change,
just sort of.
Conservatively,
you know, places that are
from the federal
still
government,
have those
jobs.
Billions,
I mean, the
walkie
here,
more,
you know,
home
of Johnson
Controls,
these line items actually play out.
Energy efficiency
and
is a huge
is get
component
or
it's important
component,
creating Inflation Reduction Act,
new
jobs, opportunities for
areas, companies
alluded to for people
like Johnson Controls
to retrofit
their homes,
to
do,
take advantage
of efficiency
for consumers
and
businesses
and,
that
you know,
use those
change the way that the U.S. plays
on
the global stage.
There's lots of growth opportunities
for
geopolitics and sort of,
I don't have the numbers at
my
fingertips, but
this is a huge
what,
job
how
opportunity
we,
with
other countries,
but it
like
also
Wisconsin.
Means something about
yeah, and as Wisconsin kind of
jobs are in our own backyard.
You know, we're in kind of a period of economic flux in
the
state where we've had
so lots of,
you know,
lots of
traditionally dominated
right?
By the manufacturing sector, but obviously
there
that
are,
that has been a decline for a couple decades now, at least. And you know, as Wisconsin kind
of
tries to figure out its path forward, you know.
This is something
legislation
really
like this can give can
lives.
Open up some opportunities
for
you know kind of what that next step. Yeah, can so be. I mean, this obviously a huge piece
so
of legislation that was passed
sorry, go ahead.
By
yeah,
Democratic
say,
majorities
absolutely.
In Congress
think,
last
yeah,
year.
I don't think anybody
signed by
said
President
that
Biden. You know, it's going to be one of his signature
was,
pieces
but,
of legislation
you know,
passed.
Potential
kind
to,
of,
you
know,
bring
it was
some
the pieces
of
the Build Back Better deal,
the
massive Build Back Better deal. Much of it did not make it into the Inflation Reduction Act, but much of it did.
And
so I think it's really important
to
take a closer look
in Wisconsin. I think the big
at these
question
issues
is,
because
this
you know,
sort of
the name Inflation Reduction Act
is, you know,
I mean, let's be
to
honest,
what degree
it's not really
do
what
a lot
this
of these
bill
companies decide to
mostly
build,
about, and,
you know,
and you're talking about a lot of the climate and clean
Michigan
energy components
places,
of this. So how does let's bring that home a little bit. How is that going
to
impact us here in the state of Wisconsin?
And have, you know, sort of easier labor laws.
Every place across this country,
in some places in the Midwest,
you know,
places like Tennessee, Georgia, they're getting a lot of investment.
And
well.
Decades.
So that's an interesting,
and
an interesting question
sort of
to see how that plays out.
You
know, everybody
yeah,
sort of touches different
you know,
ways.
I'm always interested to see like these
the
competitions
Midwest,
between
broadly,
the states for
huge,
these types of things. You know, I think we had a we had an interesting
sector,
example,
lots of
you know, last year, year before, something
still,
like that, where
you know,
the federal decision to
just a few weeks
you know,
ago,
build new
where
build new trucks for the U.S. Postal Service. And that contract ended up, you know, Oshkosh Truck got that contract. And they, instead of building it in Wisconsin, they're ended up building those, starting a new plant in South Carolina to build those. So it's going to be interesting to see if this creates another situation where you have kind of a number of these states with different, you know, labor laws or tax incentives or other requirements, you know, really competing with each other to try and get some of these, take advantage of some of these opportunities with the Inflation Reduction Act.
Like Johnson Controls here in Milwaukee to very take advantage.
All right, so we are talking with Justin Worland. He's with Time Magazine. He's giving a keynote speech at Discovery World in Milwaukee tomorrow on a clean energy event hosted by WIS Politics and WIS Business. So what are some of the other things with this law about, you know, how,
you know, we're in kind of one of the things that mentioned with this is,
you know, it's going to change, you know, how we heat and cool our homes in a lot of ways. What are some of the impacts that this can have, you know, just on everyday folks
that has been in decline
in their homes for a couple decades now?
Yeah, well, I mean, the incentives
at least
in the Inflation Reduction,
you know, as Wisconsin kind of tries to figure out its path forward, you know.
Well,
legislation
not,
like this can open up some opportunities
thousands of dollars in incentive
for
that
you know kind of what that
take
next
advantage
step
of,
can
for
be
energy retrofits for things like
so,
heat pumps,
you know,
of course.
Sorry, go ahead.
Electric vehicles,
say absolutely,
which have an
and I think, yeah, I don't think anybody's
sort of
saying that the manufacturing
cases,
is an interesting use case to actually
was,
attach,
but
serve
you know,
as
there's potential
a, you know, a backup
to
power,
you know, bring some of the
homes
jobs
back.
All these are incentivized
by the
Inflation
Reduction
Act,
and
to
take advantage of the tax incentives required.
It's cold here today,
a whole North American
supply chain
where I came from.
That's a real incentive for these companies to locate
in
Wisconsin.
I think the big question is
both their tax incentives.
That you
this
can
sort
take
of
advantage
remains to be seen
from the federal government,
is,
but they
you know,
also can lower
to what degree do
energy costs
of these companies
that's,
decide
that's
to
something
build
that the you know facilities here in Wisconsin are you know I mentioned
Michigan or
really
go to places
legislation are quite proud of
you know where
you know,
that it also
that
can
really
help
to,
everyday
to,
people
you know
they're offer incentives and have
yeah this is something I'm you know personally interested in because I'm a homeowner
you know,
in a very
West,
in an old house
like
on the west side
of
Milwaukee that is not
well.
The most
so
energy efficient place to live
to see how
got some
out.
Old windows got
yeah,
some got some old
you know, I'm
old
always
HVAC
interested to see
stuff
like
in the house
these competitions between
I think you know there's a lot
of
there's a lot of old housing
we had in
stock
interesting
state of Wisconsin
so last year year before something like that
any type of energy efficient improvement
opportunities
I think is going to affect a lot of people.
Yeah,
new trucks
yeah,
for the U.S.
Absolutely.
Postal Service,
I mean, it's,
and that contract,
really,
ended up, you know,
if you're
Oshkosh
a homeowner,
truck got that contract,
it should affect you. I mean, this is something
and
you
they,
need to, you
instead of
be
building
a look
it
at,
in Wisconsin,
no
they're ending up building those, starting
yeah,
a new plant
and,
in South Carolina.
I think I will be.
Those,
I think
so
I need
it's
to be learning more
to see if this creates another situation
what exactly
where you have kind of a number of these
can offer us
different, you know,
homeowners across Wisconsin,
you know, or other requirements,
just the larger,
you know, really competing with each other,
larger big picture
of
kind of how
take advantage
of
these opportunities
very big
with
important
the Inflation
snarly
Act.
Law is
yeah, absolutely.
Going to
very critical
going to impact
all right,
people
so we are
at the ground level so we're coming up close
he's
to
Time Magazine.
A break
he's
here.
Giving a keynote speech
Justin
you
at Discovery
are
World
stick with us for another segment
on a clean energy
if you have
event
any questions
by
about
politics
maybe
and
how this law could
so
impact
what,
you
what are some of the other things
feel free to give
this,
us a call
give us a call at
844-967-2789.
Again,
that's
844-967-2789.
Justin Worland from Time Magazine
what are some
is going
of the
to be joining
impacts
us
that this can have,
for one
you know,
more
on everyday
folks
after the break
in,
here.
In their
again,
homes.
I'm your guest host today. My name is Dan
well,
Schaefer, and I'm filling in for Kristen Bry, and we will be right back after the break. Stick with us.
Well, I don't want to say the number wrong, but there's thousands of dollars of incentives that homeowners can take advantage of for energy retrofits for things like heat pumps, of course, electric vehicles, which have an interesting sort of, in some cases, an interesting use case to actually attach and serve as a you know, a backup power.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Larger big picture of kind of how this very big, important, snarly law is going to
welcome back going to As Goes Wisconsin. People.
I'm your guest host today. My name is Dan Schaefer. I'm filling in for Kristen Bry.
Justin, you are going to stick with us for another segment.
If you have any questions about maybe how this law could impact you,
go check that out.
Feel free to give us a call.
As Goes Wisconsin.
Give us a call at 844-967-2789. Again, that's 844-967-2789. Justin Warland from Time Magazine is going to be joining us.
Justin Warland, one more segment at Time Magazine.
Again, I'm your guest host. Today, my name is Dan Schaefer, and I'm filling in for Kristen Bry
at
Discovery World
after the break.
Stick with us. Talking about the Inflation Reduction Act and clean energy, climate change, all sorts of issues wrapped up in that big bill. So, for this next segment, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the implementation of that. So, that bill got passed last year, and you know, as the process, these processes take a while. So what happens next as this begins to be implemented, you know, on a federal level, on a state level, you know, what should people be paying attention to as this big, important piece of legislation begins to become a reality?
Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your
implemented through a range of different federal agencies.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Concert.
Appreciate all the support of Man Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to the thing
Department, so rules about what kind of tax incentives, you know, what tax incentives look like, and we've gotten some of the first drafts of that, and we're going to continue to see more come down the pike. As I said, part of this is, you know, the private sector, in some cases,
weather on this snowy day in Milwaukee could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated
forecast on the show. Scattered rain showers likely today. Otherwise, cloudy skies
participate. And this is actually from the bipartisan infrastructure law.
Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour.
Overcast again tonight. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows around 31.
Cloudy skies tomorrow. A mixture of precipitation likely. Eyes around 35. A dusting of snow tomorrow.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Pike. Currently, it's 37 degrees. Its objectives.
The Shaw 101
yeah,
FM.
To what extent is
New
this,
Berlin's
is
choice
this
for news talk radio.
The same
streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Yes, it's similar in many ways and different in other ways. I mean, I think the big difference is the emphasis on the private
Welcome
sector
back
and
to As Goes Wisconsin.
I mean, this is,
I'm your guest host today. My name is Dan Schaefer. I'm filling in for Kristen Bry. who is off today, but she's got some pretty exciting stuff going on today. She's got her content being shared and promoted by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, so that's pretty cool. Go check that out over on the As Goes Wisconsin Instagram and Twitter and TikTok and all the different places you find Kristen's work over the course of the week. We are joined for this segment by Justin Warland, who is a journalist at Time Magazine, and he is also giving a keynote speech tomorrow, I believe, at Discovery World in Milwaukee, talking about the Inflation Reduction Act and clean energy.
Climate change, all sorts of issues wrapped up in that big bill.
So I would say that's this next segment, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the implementation of that. So that bill got passed last year.
The two are designed to work together,
and,
right? So
you know, as the process, these processes take a while. So what happens next as this begins to be implemented? You know, on a federal level, on a state level, you know, what should people be paying attention to as this big important piece of legislation?
Yeah, and we've got a begins to become a reality issue to tackle in this country going forward, and
we have not really had the Inflation Reduction Act,
you know, the infrastructure in place to be able to do that
through a range of different federal agencies.
In a really meaningful way, we're seeing some of those effects.
State participation.
We're seeing some of those changes.
People don't always think of Wisconsin
as a place that is going to be necessarily impacted greatly by climate change. Just look at the recent winter that we've had, though. We've had a very mild winter. Great Lakes, we're getting a lot more rain. Precipitation going forward, so we're going to be impacted by this in a lot of ways. But also just economically, to address some of these issues and find better energy solutions going forward.
From a consumer perspective, a lot of those rules are being crafted.
You know, opens up some opportunities for that, right?
So rules about what kind of tax incentives. I mean, from a sort of climate perspective, I think it's important to think, that's some of that. I was on a panel with the first draft of that, and we're going to continue to see
Minnesota
come down
last week, and he was talking about how Duluth was named the safest place to be in a climate that has to take advantage of the tax incentives. I don't want to overemphasize that the energy tax incentives is probably not going to be utility scale. Flooded place like Florida,
but at the same time, as you said, there are agricultural sectors, and you don't want to miss the bigger picture, which is that the world is changing, states will participate in this, and infrastructure changes that kind of get looped in with the Inflation Reduction Act.
You know, say every state has submitted plans for how they're going to build an electric vehicle network, charging network in their state, and how they can get federal funds for this 21st century economy.
It takes a lot of different players to kind of
Justin
come together
Moreland,
and
journalist
turn
from
this
Time Magazine, is going to be giving the keynote speech tomorrow at Discovery World in Milwaukee, and an event presented
following the same
by WISP process
and
that WISP business.
We saw play out with the bipartisan
really interesting stuff. I'm fascinated to see kind of how this really, what's the rubber meets the road. I think that's when things get interesting with a lot of these big bills like that. So I'm interested
the
to see
on the
what happens going forward. So Justin, thank you so much for joining us. I encourage people to check out your keynote speech tomorrow in Milwaukee if they have the opportunity. And when we get back from the break after this, we're going to be joined by Patty Vasquez, who's going to be talking to us about our neighbors to the south in Illinois and about the mayor's race in Chicago. So stick with us for that one. Justin, thank you again for joining us. Great conversation.
Thanks for energy efficient housing. Clearly, the private sector is going to provide that because the incentive is there. Part of it is, though, you know, even with things like hydrogen, as I alluded to, or some of these other technologies, there still has to be, you know, the private sector has to believe they can make money off of it.
ABC News,
even with these incentives. So
the U.S. has confirmed that Russian ships are at the Black Sea site where U.S. controllers ditched a spy drone after a Russian fighter jet is said to have hit its propeller.
People don't always think of Wisconsin as a place that is going to be necessarily impacted greatly
advise
by climate change.
Caution,
especially just look at the recent winter that we've
Caribbean
had, though. We've
resorts,
had a very mild
Cancun
winter.
And
Great
Playa
Lakes, we're
going
to get a lot more rain.
This is ABC News.
Precipitation going.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusions to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
My name is Dan Schaefer. I am your guest host for today.
David Maxwell,
we've made it to the last half hour of the show. I'm very excited to be joined by our next guest, the host and producer of Driving It Home and WCPT 820 AM and a lifelong Chicagoan, Patty Vasquez. Thank you so much for joining the show.
South Korea's president flew to Tokyo for a summit on North Korea's nuclear threat.
New statistics show maternal
mortality rates jumped 40% in the second year of the pandemic.
For today, because I am a regular guest on your show, where you have me join the show every Wednesday on Driving It Home to talk about all the craziness that is happening in Wisconsin politics. So now I'm turning the tables on you, because we got to bring you on here so we can talk about all the craziness that's happening in Chicago politics. So before we jump into the conversation here, we have been kind of focusing on mayoral elections throughout the show. So in the first hour of the show, we had Dr.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on the show. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Dueling tangents with Luke and Brian. I think for the whole Midwest, really, because I think Chicago is such an important piece of our regional economy for so many things. So what's with the Wisconsin Supreme Court race? I've been focusing so much on that, but I haven't had a whole lot of time to pay a lot of attention to what's happening in the race for mayor of Chicago. So what's going on?
Congratulations.
Well, in relation to the fact that, you know, how it affects Wisconsin, I mean, this is also a big labor race because Paul Vallis,
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride,
my former boss, George Stanley, former editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I've told you the story of that. My brother and I are fighting over who's going to take the tickets. I think I have to blame because I live here.
Exactly.
He's older, but I live here.
Yeah, but that trumps it.
It's been decided now. It's done.
I'll tell my parents.
You can let him go to one game if he wants.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride, weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Contract if they're not going to go back.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitler at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they are not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Diamond Crute.
Two ends of you know him
as the
Chicago.
Nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on the show and on the Civic Media app.
Yeah, it's an interesting race. You Paul Vallis and Brandon rewind. Johnson emerged from this primary.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change
the outcome.
Mayor, but pre-diabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Did not make the final ballot. So she will be a one-term mayor. So, essentially making it an open race for today for mayor of
Chicago. We've made it to the last half hour of the show.
And I'm very excited to be joined by our next guest.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
The host and producer of Driving It Home on the WCPT 820 AM. Among the candidates that were running.
And a lifelong Chicago and
Patty Vasquez. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Well, both I am came so up excited. Short. Thank you for having
surprised
me.
That, that Garcia so, just
it's
having a little bit of national profile that,
right.
that he didn't do as well as he did.
That's right. So we're switching things
these
up
two candidates for today because I am a regular guest apart on your show.
The two candidates running in the primary,
where you have me join the show every Wednesday on Driving It Home to talk about all the craziness that is happening in Wisconsin
here in Wisconsin as well.
So now I'm turning the tables on you because we got to bring you on here so we can talk about all the craziness that's happening in Chicago politics. So before we jump into the conversation here, we have been kind of focusing on mayoral elections throughout the show. So in the first hour of the show, we had Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who's involved with local politics in Green Bay. She was telling us about the mayoral election in Green Bay. We were joined by Scott Gordon of Tone Madison. He was telling us about the mayoral election happening in Madison. We've also got mayoral election happening south of the border in Chicago. And I think it's really important for us in Wisconsin to be paying attention to this election as well, because it is an important race for a neighboring state. It is an important race, I think, for the whole Midwest, because I think Chicago is such an important piece of our regional economy for so many things. So what's
with
the Wisconsin Supreme Court race? I've been focusing so much on that, but I haven't had a whole lot of time to pay a lot of attention to what's happening in the race for mayor of Chicago. So what's going on?
There was an election and nobody showed up. Well, in relation to the fact that, you know, how it affects people that showed up, I mean, this is also a big labor race because Chewy Garcia's campaign was gone. He came in so diminished. I mean, the rights of teachers, were the ability to bargain, and there might have only been 3 weeks left to representation. I mean, in Philadelphia, in New Orleans, a year ago, I think in April of 22, Brandon Johnson announced charter schools in New Orleans. I think in the after Katrina, he went in, did his work, and he already locked up Brandon Johnson entirely the support of CTU, which is one of the most powerful unions in the city. In New Orleans, on his way to locking up FOP, and here's the thing about Vallis: he talks a lot about. He brags about, we've got to make sure that our teachers are getting homeschooled. He says, I negotiated their contract during the pandemic with the police department did not have to kids not being in school for over, and, I want to say, maybe 3 years. It was quite a long time. They did not have a contract at the end of Rahm Emanuel's term, who is a former Chicago public teacher. And he says, I did it for for the free. Commissioner.
Did you?
He
did you
had for free when you then after get George the Floyd endorsement saying, and you know, the full we need support to defund the police. Chicago Police
He's trying
Department.
To figure out that space
that
now.
Doesn't seem like it's
so you really have kind of the two ends of the political spectrum
Very
in Chicago. We have a lot of conservatives here.
Maybe a little bit of quid pro quo.
There's a lot of cops and firefighters.
Is that what you're suggesting?
And I also live near a lot of teachers.
Yeah,
so
I think it really reflects, you know,
we're talking to Patty Vasquez about the race for mayor of Chicago. I know this show is called As Goes Wisconsin, but we are paying attention to what's going on with our neighbors in Chicago because we want there to be a thriving, growing Chicago as well. And I think, you know, you mentioned something at the outset that there are, you know, Chicago always thought of as a very Democratic city.
Brandon Johnson emerged from this primary.
So you have Lori Lightfoot, the incumbent mayor,
just based on the numbers of how many people live in the city of Chicago,
did not make the runoff,
did not make the final ballot.
You know, she will be a Republican mayor. Line voters,
and I think about this,
you know,
with
essentially
Milwaukee making it well, an open race for,
you know, Milwaukee
for
is
mayor so much Chicago, bigger than every other city in the state.
Kind of the two candidates,
the number one,
from my understanding,
you know, the
and most Trump
votes for
who
any are municipality kind of in Wisconsin on the political spectrum
just
among
because
the candidates that were running. So you had 25% of the city is going to vote Republican.
Congressman Chewy Garcia, still a huge chunk of the city. So
you know, we had a situation with our mayoral election
a year ago that he didn't do as well as he did.
You know, we had a primary.
You have these two candidates, and basically,
probably
the Republican
the
candidate who's now
any of
the two candidates running in the primary, and you have
Republican
a
state
real
representative
contrast.
Working in Madison
on the ballot.
He
on April 4th,
Donovan,
same day, we're
going to be
Republican,
voting
so
here in Wisconsin
he
as well.
About 25%
See, this
of the
is
vote,
what you're an excellent guest
once
because when I talk to you, you give all that background
Johnson
and the context. Whereas I'm in it every day, and I'm like, here's where Ballas is, and here's where Brandon Johnson is. But you know, so to the there were nine candidates in our general election, so we don't do
similar dynamic to what's happening in Chicago. Are there you know,
after
is the expectation that a lot of the,
first black mayor of Chicago,
more,
the,
you know, progressive,
the
liberally aligned candidates are going
to
rally behind Brandon Johnson, or are people kind
of
split there, depending on kind of who they've been supporting?
So they eliminated primaries.
That
there
is
no,
something that
you know,
has been concerning me for the last couple weeks.
I talked to a Democrat
pretty much
that
everyone
I've been working
with for over a decade.
I advocate
for families that have an individual in their family with disabilities.
The general,
and then if someone
I don't want to name their name because I was very
we end up with a runoff.
Disappointed when
and
they
so
told me that they would be
the
voting for Valance.
Runoff in,
so
Valance
seems to be drawing
since 2015.
On
so
Republican,
back to Chewy Garcia,
1,000% there. I'm
who
gonna say
did
it.
Run
I should
against
stop saying that
Rahm
because
Emanuel
nothing is 2015.
It is,
forced him
he's
into drawing a
runoff
on Republican support.
And really,
that was
I'm not
that
just
song you played at the beginning
that
about
he's getting all
there was
kinds
an election
of and nobody showed
news.
Up.
It was conservatives across the country, the talk show hosts are
people that showed up and reelected Rahm Emanuel.
The idea
the problem with
Chewy Garcia's
very conservative
was that
I guess he's saying he's a Democrat
so late
taking over Chicago.
Petitions were
already
circulating.
Anti-teacher,
there might have only been 3 weeks left.
Candidate
taking over the city, and
a year ago,
I
think in
April
of 22,
Brandon
Johnson announced in 2020.
I think in the fall after that.
I have somewhat of a handle on my neighborhood.
He already locked up.
You know,
Brandon Johnson locked up.
I am a progressive
CTU,
which is one of the most powerful unions in the city.
And
Paul Vallas was on his way to locking up FOP.
You know,
and here's
many of them supported me.
Was that he has
the candidate who did win was even more progressive than I am, at least on paper.
Police department.
So I have,
he says, you
and,
know,
we also,
there was a cop
negotiated
the race.
So their
contract.
In a three-way race,
the police
I got 38% of the vote.
And the reason I mention that is because I have an
over,
idea of what
say
voter turnout
maybe 3 years,
like,
it was quite
was right
a long time.
The
they did not have a
starting.
Contract at the end of Rahm Emanuel's term
general election,
and going to Lori Lightfoot.
42%
of my ward
did you,
showed
did you do it for
up.
Free
and most of them, the majority of them voted
the endorsement
for Paul Vallas.
And the full
I think
support
it was like 75%
of the police department
voted for Paul Vallas.
That doesn't seem like
Lori Lightfoot got 5.7%.
Interesting.
Brandon maybe got like 7%. Somewhere in those numbers.
You know, maybe a little bit of quid that's, pro quo
that's
going on there. Is that what
the
you're
ward,
suggesting?
The wards north of me and a little bit west of me came out with similar numbers, 45%, when the city
we're talking
turnout
to Patty
was like 36%. So that tells
race
me that there's a higher
mayor
turnout.
Of Chicago.
There was a lot of motivation
show is
to vote
As Goes
against
Wisconsin.
Lori Lightfoot.
We are paying attention
there was a lot of motivation
to what's going on with our neighbors
out.
In Chicago because
so
we want there to be a thriving, growing
but they had someone that they
wanted
to get in there.
And I think, you know, you mentioned something at the outset that there are, you know, Chicago always thought of as a
very
Democratic city.
Basically had Trump rallies
is.
In front of the police station.
But they're, you know, just based on the
years
numbers
so, and another
of,
thing,
of how many people live in the city of Chicago,
in my community,
you're going to have a lot of conservatives 52% there. You're going to have a lot of, you know, Republican-aligned voters. And I think about this
in Chicago.
With Milwaukee
Chicago.
As well, because,
in Chicago.
You know, Milwaukee
and
is so much bigger than every other city in the state.
Greenwood, which
that,
also
the,
has
the number one,
a lot of cops
you know, the most Trump votes for any municipality in Wisconsin came from Milwaukee.
And another thing is to remember that we are one of the most segregated cities in the country.
25% of the city is going to vote Republican.
So you have predominantly white. My neighborhood, when I went door knocking
you know,
as a candidate,
situation with
my
our
husband
mayoral
could hear me because I had a Bluetooth
a year ago,
in just
in
have
Milwaukee,
someone like
where,
with me, and he could hear
primary,
in the tone of my voice, and he would say, "Do not hug
the Republican
that black
candidate
person,
who's now a state
because
representative."
There are so few. My tone
Republican
of voice
state
like,
representative
hey,
working
I'm
in
so
Madison.
Happy you're here. It must be
Bob
so
Donovan,
warm.
He's basically a Republican, so he got about 25% of the vote once we finally got past the primary, and Cavalier Johnson got that
the door in my neighborhood. That's it.
Really, a huge number, more than 70% of the vote.
Part of this racism is going
to
play a part in this
full term. As mayor.
Conservativism in my neighborhood is going to play
a
big part. Public safety,
similar dynamic
and by public
to what's
safety,
happening
that's a whistle,
in Chicago.
A dog whistle
there,
a lot of times
you know,
for,
is the expectation
you know,
that a lot
black
of the
people are causing a lot of crime.
Yeah.
More,
really you know,
yeah.
progressive,
yeah.
Well, liberally aligned candidates are going to rally behind
like
Brandon Johnson,
Chicago,
or are people kind of split there, depending on kind of who they had
in,
been
no matter where your community, they're going to
be something that has been concerning me for
always scapegoating Milwaukee. We know
a Democrat
of these coded terms
for over a decade. I
advocate some of the other talk radio stations.
Individual
in
their family with
here,
disabilities
like to use for
and I don't
some of the problems Milwaukee's facing.
I
imagine a fairly similar
disappointed
dynamic,
when they told me that they would be
Chicago.
Voting for Valas.
We're talking to
so
Patty Vasquez,
to
who is the host of Driving at Home on Driving at Home
on WCPT
820 AM,
but it is,
lifelong Chicagoan. She's going to be joining us for one more segment here. So after the break, we're going to be continuing to talk about what's going on in the Chicago mayor's race. Is the top issue in the race
salivating at
their relationship with Wisconsin
very
and Milwaukee.
Conservative,
does that come up at all?
I guess he's saying he's a Democrat, taking
will,
over Chicago,
you know,
a pro-police,
well, abortion has come
anti-teacher,
sure.
teachers union
yeah,
candidate
yeah, that's definitely part
taking
of the
over the city. And the thing that
you know,
I watch,
maybe,
so
maybe some more Wisconsin residents moving to Chicago
so
if things go a certain way.
I have somewhat of a handle on that neighborhood.
That's
what
we're trying to organize FIBS for Wisconsin and help Jennifer Perseo.
But I also grew up around a lot of college firefighters.
Well, see, I've been pretty good so far not having our
you know,
producer
many of them
beat
supported
button.
Me
so
the candidate who did
gonna,
win was even
make
more progressive
work any
than I am
than
at least on paper
with,
so
we're talking
I have,
about the
and
the
then we also
fish,
a cop in the race
or the fish
so
tabs.
In a three-way race I got 38% of the vote and
the
reason
show,
I mention that is
because
I have an idea of what voter turnout can be like and that was right when the pandemic started.
So we're going to be continuing to talk with Patty after the break here
42%
of my
ward
Chicago,
showed up,
Paul
and
Vallis,
most of them, the
Brandon
majority
Johnson,
of them, voted for Paul
fascinating
Vallis.
Race
I think it was like
happening just across the border
voted for Paul
in Wisconsin.
Like Lori
how much time we got before the break here, Calvin?
Brandon maybe got like
just
7%,
one more minute.
Somewhere
okay.
in those numbers. All right.
So I have to imagine if one other thing that
the
Chicagoans must
the
be paying attention
the
to
north of me
happening
and a little
in Wisconsin
bit west
right now
of me,
is whether Aaron Rodgers is going to be in the division going next year. So that's something that we've been monitoring on the show today as well. Because this could, you know, anything could happen at any time.
There was a lot of motivation
with Aaron Rodgers potentially getting traded
Lightfoot.
To the Jets. I have to
there
imagine
was a lot of
the Chicago fans
to vote for Paul
are ready to see him go.
So it's not just
well,
a vote
you know,
against somebody.
We're going to be the Arlington
but they had
Bear,
someone
Arlington
that they wanted
Bears.
To get in there. So we're not really.
And
well, you can
not,
see
I'm
it
not as invested
with,
as I used
all
to
all
be.
The signs,
so
like
I wish you the
best.
Also very conservative.
The Arlington Heights Bears
basically had Trump rallies in front of the police station.
Against Jordan Love and the Green Bay
a couple years ago. So another thing, that's as far as conservatives in my community.
Well, stick with us. We're going to be continuing this conversation after the break. My name is Dan Schaefer. I'm filling in as your guest host today.
In Chicago.
As goes Wisconsin. Kristen is off, but you can find Kristen's content on Instagram where she's been promoted by Julia Louis-Dreyfus today. That's pretty fun. So stick with us. We're going
to
keep talking after the break.
We are one of the most segregated cities in the country. So you have predominantly white. My neighborhood, when I went door knocking as a candidate, my husband could hear me because I had a Bluetooth in just to have someone like with me.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
Come up at all.
I will, abortion has come up, so it's sure. Kind of part of the conversation.
Yeah, that's definitely a part of the conversation.
Welcome back.
maybe some more Wisconsin rights. My name is Dan Schaefer. I'm your guest host today.
If things go
familiar with me and my work, I am the founder of the Recombobulation Area, a weekly opinion column and online publication, covering news and politics in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. I'm also a regular contributor to Heartland Signal and a regular guest on WCPT 820 with Patty Vasquez, who is our guest here.
If anyone knows what a fish tab is,
she hosts the Driving Home Radio Show in Chicago.
That's a fun one.
And I go on her show.
So we're going to be continuing to talk about
their crazy neighbors
here
to the north and about the race for mayor. Insanity that Wisconsin Republicans are bringing to the news cycle on elections and whatever
just
else
across the border.
We've been talking a lot about the Wisconsin
Supreme
Court race lately. So I decided
we should
turn the tables a little bit today with me guest hosting the show.
One other thing that
Patty join us
must be paying attention to.
She can tell us about our
goofy
neighbors,
whether Aaron Rodgers is going to be
about what's going on with their race.
That's something that we've been monitoring on the show
because they have an election the same day we do.
Could happen at any time.
Again, reminder: Aaron Rodgers potentially getting
3 weeks away.
Early voting,
Chicago
early absentee, in-person absentee voting, less than a week away.
We're going to be the Arlington
starts
Bear,
in, this,
Arlington
in the state
Heights
of Wisconsin.
Soon,
so be
really,
ready to vote
I'm not
and be ready to flip that Wisconsin
be.
Supreme
so
Court.
I wish you the best.
But Patty is telling us a little bit about what's been happening
against
about the race for mayor
Jordan Love
in Chicago.
And the Green Bay Packers.
So what have been some of the big things happening lately?
Well, stick with us. We're going to
talk a little bit about what was going on
the break.
My name is Dan Schaefer. I'm filling in as your guest host today
on
As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen is off, but you can find Kristen's content on Instagram where she's been promoted by Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
So he was in
that
big race. We had 11 candidates.
So stick with us. We're going to keep talking after the
break. This is something that, again, with ranked choice voting, we're talking a lot about that in Illinois now. We're looking at that as a possibility in our state legislature. Lori Lightfoot made it out of that first round in the general election with about 17% of the vote.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of civic media.
Be a part of a lot of neighborhood groups. We're just starting to talk about this on my show where people are calling you.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Greg Bach is here because it is Greg Bach Hump Day Wednesday. Greg Bach, what is this hour called?
The No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock.
It's right for today.
It's right for today.
You know what, Jake? Can you ever be on my side? Ever?
Weekdays 11 to 2.
What do you think got me this job, Greg Bach?
Oh, darn it. Shoot. I'm in. On civic media.
Happy fun time, ha ha. Power Hour.
And the Civic Media app.
Awake Illinois, which is one of these parent choice, parents' freedom groups.
Loving everything.
Not woke,
you might be buzzed.
Just to
be
awake.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many snowblowers, snow shovels, and snowmobiles are being sold as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the bone break. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the show.
Scattered rain showers likely today. Otherwise, overcast skies. Eyes level off around 45. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy again tonight. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows level off around 31. A mixture of precipitation likely. Tomorrow, eyes around 35. Cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
With his
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio.
Like, that's
streaming
24/7
at WAUKradio.com.
To be the conversation, and Awake Illinois was very involved in holding fundraisers, elevating him. And Paul Vallis appeared at some, like, not just appeared, he was on their promotions.
Welcome
as a
back
speaker for
to As Goes Wisconsin. My name is Dan Schaefer. I'm your guest host today.
About public safety.
If you're unfamiliar with me and my work, I am the founder of the Recombobulation Area, right? We're like, but you just opinion column and online publication covering news and politics in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. I'm also a regular contributor to Heartland Signal and a regular guest on WCPT 820 with Patty Vasquez, who is our guest here today. She hosts the Driving at Home radio show in Chicago.
You know, there's a misunderstanding of what that push was for.
Every week we to talk about their crazy neighbors to the north
in Chicago,
and
where we do send out
insanity that Wisconsin Republicans are bringing to the news cycle on elections and whatever else.
You know, unfortunately,
we've been talking
the
a lot about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race lately. So I decided we should turn the tables a little bit today with me guest hosting the show and have Patty join us so she can tell us about our goofy neighbors to the south and about what's going on with their race for mayor. Because they have an election the same day that we do. Again, reminder, April 4th, less than 3 weeks away. Early voting, early absentee, in-person absentee voting, less than a week away, starts in the state of Wisconsin.
He's more or less
be ready to vote and be ready to flip that Wisconsin Supreme Court. But Patty is telling us a little bit about what's been happening at the race for mayor in Chicago. So what have been some of the big characterizations happening lately?
And you said you wanted to talk a little bit about particularly what's going on with the impact of social media on this race. So what's going on?
I clench my jaw so much.
Paul Vallis began.
Grassroots efforts. This way, he ran in 2019. So he was in that. We need big race. We had 11 candidates.
We need to find voters who aren't registered.
You know, this is something that we need to get young people involved ranked to his voting. We're talking a lot about that in Illinois now. We're looking at that as a possibility in our state legislature.
I think it hovered around less than 10%.
Lori Lightfoot for voter turnout amongst young people.
First round.
I think that they're engaged on the national level, but in Chicago, it's Tony Preckwinkle, who was the other runoff candidate, had about 16%. Nobody had
the polling
near
seems to be within 5% of each other.
And when you have two main choices, as to who's
people choose
nothing.
So also, I think it's close. The
and that's a 14% undecided in most cases.
That election, I mean,
so,
I'm not
so beyond
like that.
Just
I don't have
the divisive
date,
comments and whatever
really
mischaracterization
quickly,
of pushes for criminal justice reform that came out
of
2020, what are some of the other things that we should know about Brandon Johnson?
I remember him being on my neighborhood chat.
I'm so bad.
He was talking. He was like amplifying.
And that's a really good point.
Neighborhood groups
bring up
and how
because
the police are being handcuffed and hamstrained
going after
or not letting them do their
the
jobs.
Other candidates.
He
conservatism
was
doesn't necessarily
the police.
You know,
the police support.
The Brandon Johnson has
in
been
2019.
A community activist.
And
he has
see
been
that.
A Cook County
and
commissioner. He knows how to work budgets. He knows how to work with people.
Conferences
he is so well versed on what it means to make sure that
Illinois, which is one of these
quality education
parents freedom.
He is invested in our public transportation. We have been struggling since the pandemic to get ridership up and to have a strong path forward.
Yeah.
He has a vision for
book banning
connecting people who are unhoused because we have a lot of folks who are living at the bus stations, at the train stations, on the trains,
gained a lot
and
of
he
momentum.
Wants to connect those people with services that will help them out of those situations.
The gubernatorial race,
I think that he has a vision who
that
is more pedestrian centric in the sense that obviously we're all car brain.
The 4th of July parade,
in that sense of public safety,
a young boy had his spinal
also making
cord
sure that people don't get hit by a car.
And his name is Cooper. And I
thanks
and
for
I
all
the,
that, Patty.
I
know.
Experience
it's a very exciting
a little bit, my
race
son
that you have
in, the hospital
in
the same
Chicago
time.
For the race
boy,
for mayor. We will be watching that from here. Hey, that's our show.
So dramatically
thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to As Goes Wisconsin. I've been your host, Dan Schaefer. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time.
With his campaign signs and a whole group of people, that was.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on
if you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Kids,